Time now for our community connection. I've got Cammy Richter. She's with Moments Hospice. Now you're the volunteer coordinator. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Murph?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for your time coming in and talking to us today. So I can't imagine, because my mother passed away in hospice. We were talking off the air a little bit. And so people that do that kind of stuff, volunteers to even the people getting paid to take care of folks, you're doing God's work, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's... That's really a tough gig. I mean,
it is. And it's really an honor too. Our nurses are really incredible day in, day out, on call overnight, on weekends, you know, driving anywhere to where our patients are. They're really putting in the work and they really, really care about our patients. So as a volunteer coordinator, I say I have it a little bit easier, although I don't know if easy is the right word in the same breath as hospice, because it is difficult. But also what I always say to people who are like, oh, I could never work in hospice or I could never volunteer for hospice, is I say that it is such an honor to be invited into somebody's end of life stage. And that stage looks so different for everybody. Every individual has a different story, has a different diagnosis. And so a lot of people maybe have some misconceptions about hospice, about, you know, it's, this person is maybe unresponsive or on death's door, and I, you know, feel uncomfortable with that. Whereas a lot of our patients are admitted and they're lively, they're chatty, they're mobile, they're, you know, you would never guess that they're receiving hospice care. So it really looks very different depending on the patient.
Absolutely. And now you're needing volunteers, is that correct?
I am, yes. So all of our patients that are admitted on hospice services, is they have the ability to request a volunteer, a patient visitor, we call them.
Okay.
And so this is a person from the community who comes in, provides companionship, listens to their stories, their life stories. You know, life review is a really important part of facing end of life, and so having somebody to listen to their stories is really, really important. And it also provides a lot of relief and care for the family as well, knowing that somebody is there to check in on their loved one. You know, if they're far away or if they're working, you know, as you know, you can't be there 100% of the time. And so knowing that there are people in the community who are showing up and caring, it's a huge weight off of the shoulders of the family.
Absolutely. And I can attest to that firsthand, because I wasn't there when my mother passed away, and she was in hospice in the state of Wyoming. But yeah, they took very good care of her, and she was very comfortable until she went home. So like I said, it's absolutely doing God's work, because I think it's people like that. You've got a straight ticket upstairs. That's, you know, that's just my opinion, but I've been there firsthand to see how important the work is that they do. Mm-hmm. And my hat's off to them.